Hi. So after last week, when I decided nothing exciting was happening in the sort of game creation world, and I didn't make a video, Drive-Thru decided they were going to do this whole sort of bulk price increase. So this week, again, I was thinking, it's just one of those weeks. It's ticking along quite nicely, There, then last night, Drive-Thru decided that they were going to create this new policy for products about art generation and machine learning, AI art basically. And they updated their product standards, which basically has this health warning to stick on all products that contain AI art. But it what really kind of it caused consternation amongst the other publishers was this mention of Incarnate and Dungeon Draft or other tools like that. And so many maps are created by we're using Incarnate or Dungeon Draft. And I think the real problem is the fact that you can ask I don't know about Incarnate, I've never used it, but you can kind of do a random dungeon with Dungeon Draft. And I think they wanted to kind of, for some reason, discourage people creating random dungeons and then putting either the maps up for sale or just the image for sale on Drive-Thru. Why, I don't actually know, because I'm sure discerning customers, you'd look at the map, and if you like the map you want and it's worth the money, you'd buy it. If you look at the map and you think, it's nothing special, you won't buy it. People are not idiots, they will make their own decision. But then someone asked a question, and I think it was Richard from Zadmar Games, that if you took the assets from Dungeon Draft and opened Photoshop and constructed the same map in Photoshop, would that fall under their handcrafted creation methods, or would that be third party created? Because you'd use Dungeon Draft assets. And the answer came back that that would be handcrafted. So we've got the situation where if Dungeon Draft puts a cart on the road, then it's third party. If you put the same cart on the same road, it's handcrafted. And so it's a real bit of a mess. They're kind of on Discord saying, oh well, the policy's not going to be properly enforced. Lots of people are saying it is generally unenforceable, and there's we don't know where the lines where the lines exist. If you use Photoshop and you use its kind of smart, sort of the background removal, well that's AI based, and if you're having it infill, if you remove something and it infills, it's generating the pixels. There and again, there's AI stuff going on in there. So, do you start to have to list everything that you've used Photoshop on, with a health warning on it? Which is obviously, that's not their intention, but we don't know where it is. And the problem is they're saying, oh, well, these things won't be, strongly enforced. Their exact wording was, we're not going to be an ogre about this, and yet. It says here, titles that don't comply are subject to removal, and repeat offenders may have their publishing permissions revoked. So basically, you can be kicked off the site if you don't comply, but there's not actually being very clear about what falls into it and what doesn't. And they're saying, well, you don't actually really have to comply because we're not going to be an ogre about it. But then if you don't, we're going to kick you off the site. So it's complete mess. Now I, they said that if you hand placing the assets on the map, then that counts as hand crafting. So I use Dungeon Draft occasionally. It doesn't run on my current computer, but it old versions used to. And Marcus that creates for me, he does makes all his own maps on Dungeon Draft by hand, and he does it all by hand. So I've just marked all of my stuff as handcrafted, And yeah, that's it. And if they say I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I can justify it. I can say, look, we place all the assets by hand, therefore it's handcrafted. Yeah, I use, if you're worried about kind of cheap art being flooding the or a dungeon drive through, then you've probably got a bigger problem with someone like Dyson Logos, which has got hundreds and hundreds of commercially available maps, and they're just all over the place. And if you search for Dyson Logos as an artist, you get, multiple thousands of results. Now, I do use his stuff, but I multiply every single map by hand. I change, I move stairs, I move walls, I repair fallen down stuff, I knock down other walls, I remove whole rooms. Every Dyson Logos map I use is unique. If I've used something like the Water Boys maps, again, I change them all, I hand change them all, so they're not as generated. So I feel comfortable. I can justify how I can call mine handcrafted, even if they started originally as generated. So we'll see if I'm wrong or not. So yeah, you'll see probably some variation of this wording about machine creative software and machine learning on many, many projects, well, products coming up, and probably more in time as well, because the AI art is, you're getting much, much better. It was almost unheard of 6 months ago, but now some of the results are really, really impressive. Now, I've only ever commissioned one piece of art, and I wasn't overly impressed with that when I got it. So no one's going to lose out from my commissioning to AI art, because I just don't commission. Almost all of mine is modified photos or public domain. So yeah, that's it. The big noise this week is all about AI art and machine learning. So I'm sure you'll hear more about this in the weeks to come. Thank you for watching.